You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Daquan Mickens, and for today's episode, we have Captain Rob with us, the owner of Green Heron Adventures and Beaufort Dolphin Adventures. How are you doing today, Rob?
Doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, we're glad to have you. Glad to talk about, you know, outdoors in Beaufort, you know, as the weather's getting nicer. We want our guests to know everything there is to do outside. And, you know, you're so unique in offering two different, you know, outdoor adventures. Mm-hmm. We want to, you know, let everybody who's planning on coming to the area know exactly what you do. So before we get into what you do, what's your Beaufort story? What led you to move back to Beaufort after you left the Marines?
So when I was getting out of the Marines, I had an idea like that I wanted to travel and check out some other places. Like, I love Beaufort. I love my time here. But I figured I'd travel, check out some places. So that's what I did. I went and did a bunch of traveling, like Europe, did some sailing, did a Knowles course out west for outdoor guiding and stuff like that. But then over the course of all of that, I really realized, like, man, I need to get back to Beaufort. Like, this is just such a beautiful place. It fits my personality, fits like what I enjoy, like being on the water in like a classy kind of cultured area. And that's what Beaufort is. So pretty much turned right around and came back. So I guess sometimes you got to leave a place to find out how much you love it. And that's I ended up right back over here.
Yeah, I think that's funny because I hear that story all the time of people, you know, coming to visit or they want to be here. And they're just like, oh, not yet. Or they're just like, man, that place Beaufort was really nice to visit. Mm-hmm. I need to move there. I need to live there because it was just so memorable and mm-hmm. so fascinating. Yeah. So it's really interesting to see, like, you're just like everybody else in this building.
Oh, yeah.
At the CPB. And pretty much everyone else who lives in Beaufort who fell in love with Beaufort and just decided, hey, this is where I want to live. Mm-hmm. So before we get into, you know, about your business and, you know, Green Heron and the Dolphin Adventures, I do want to ask you, how was growing up? Like, were you always on the water? Did you grow up fishing? Just kind of get to know you.
Yeah, I was that kid that was always fishing mm-hmm. or hunting or doing something outdoors. I probably could have played more like organized sports, but I was fishing, I was hunting, I was outdoors, I was doing stuff. And my dad definitely was instrumental in like introducing me to the outdoors at a really young age, and it stuck. As a teenager, like I was, you know, until I could drive, I'd be riding my bike to the ponds and going fishing for bass and stuff. And, ultimately, you know, it's kind of funny because getting old enough to go to college, I was like, Dad, I think I want to like be a guide. Yeah. I want to do that. He's like, oh no, you should probably go to college and stuff like that. And that ended up, you know, going through college, ended up in the Marine Corps, did 8 years there. Mm-hmm. But ultimately my heart never left that thing that I really love, being outdoors. And I mean, that's where my passion is. So
yeah,
end up getting out and here I am now.
Yeah, that's awesome. I always like to hear people's story of how they became what they are. And most of the time, it's always good to hear people end up doing something they love. It's mm-hmm. not just a job. It's I'm doing this because I love it. And then I'm sharing my passion with everybody else who, you know, are looking to find love in this thing. So mm-hmm. I think that's really fascinating.
I feel really blessed to get to do this. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about Beaufort Dolphin Adventures. What led you to start giving eco tours, and why do you think it's important to teach people about Beaufort's ecosystem?
So I always thought I'd expand my fishing business, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And just a bunch of things came together early last year. We had a kid, a baby, and realized like, wow, we want more things to do as a family here in Beaufort. That definitely like family oriented activities let us be like, hey, we should get families out, take families out on the boat. It's definitely that. Just Beaufort itself is such a beautiful place. When you come here, there's vast waterways and marshes and the wildlife, the dolphins, the birds, all these different things. I mean, Beaufort really tells its own story just with how beautiful it is, and we love to show that off. That's something I love doing on the fishing side, but getting to do it on the Beaufort Dolphin Adventure side is like, we, you know, you can take more people on the boat. We can really like focus on the nature aspect. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome.
Yeah. For that. I think that's a good idea just because, you know, not everyone fishes. So mm-hmm. you opening exactly. your everything yes. up for people who could just go out and ride the boat. Mm-hmm. They enjoy the ride, or they love to look out for dolphins or look out for different fishes or
wildlife.
Look, yeah, birds, wildlife.
Yeah, all the different things out there. It's amazing. No two trips are the same. I mean, there's just so much that you see out there. You never know what you're going
to
see.
Yeah. So you mentioned why it's important for families to, you know, get out on the water, but why do you think it's important for people to know the ecosystem of Beaufort?
You know, I personally have, like, I believe that people, as far as mental health, physical health, like just in general, like mm-hmm. we do better when we're connected with the natural world. And I think like having a connection with the natural world is amazing. Being able to go out there, especially here in Beaufort, it's all right there. Being able to go out there and experience nature and the quietness and getting away from all the other distractions that we have. I just think it's something that's just good for us as people in general.
I agree. I think Beaufort's natural beauty mm-hmm. is what makes Beaufort, Beaufort. Mm-hmm. That's the lore, what attracts people here. People are like, oh man, it's quaint. It's got its own personality. And that's practically because of the nature here. Mm-hmm. The Spanish moss, the birds, like you said, the reptiles you see, from, you know, alligators to lizards, all throughout the area. Beaufort's area makes it what it is. Mm-hmm. And for you to be able to take people out on the water, I like
see the other side of it.
Yeah,
side of it's amazing.
I agree. I would say actually Beaufort itself is probably one third of what you can see when you, and then you add the water, yeah, and that's the pool.
Exactly.
Yeah, you get the whole thing of Beaufort. So that's a good point that you add all that to Beaufort, where you can actually see what Beaufort has to offer. Going into some things that people need to know before going on one of your eco tours, what do you think people need to know? Like passenger, how many passengers can you guys take, or, you know, what type of equipment like to wear?
Yeah, gotcha.
Anything like that?
First off, all the trips that we offer are all private excursions. You're getting the boat, the captain, to yourself. And mm-hmm. I think that's what makes us a little different. Like, we like to provide like intimate tours, you, your friends, your family on one boat. We can take up 1 to 6 people. We don't do like tickets. We do like private book trips that you can book online. We have a website that's jump on there and book any trip that you want right there, or you can call us and all that kind of stuff. As far as things to wear, really depends on the weather. We're coming out of winter and mm-hmm. going, as things are warming up now, it's getting beautiful out. The flowers are all blooming. So you can tip during the winter, you want to dress a little warmer, of course.
Yeah.
But this time of year, it's always best to dress for about 10 degrees colder than you think it's going to be.
Okay.
So like a windbreaker or something, even in the summer, sometimes it can get chilly when the boat's running, the wind's blowing. It's nice to have something like an extra layer. One more than you think you need.
Okay, that's good. And I recommend that as well.
I've been on
a boat and, you know, during the day, it's great. But I've come back during the evening and it's just like, oh, it's chilly.
Especially we offer sunset tours. Like,
yeah.
Once that sun starts going down, it might have been 80 degrees, but it can start dropping down. Pretty low, pretty quick. And on the boat, when the wind's blowing, it gets chilly.
Yeah, especially when you're flying on the water.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, just like you want to be.
Yeah. So it's definitely comfortable, but be prepared just in case it could be cool.
Yeah, always prepare for the, I guess, worst weather that's predicted on that day. Yeah.
Yeah. And is there anything you would recommend someone who specifically wants to see dolphin tours or birds or anything like that?
You know, for like a general dolphin tour, our most common trips, like a 90-minute dolphin tour. And for that, you can really do that any time of the day. The dolphins are always out there somewhere, sometimes more hidden than others, but sometimes there's tons of dolphins right there. They're seemingly all over the place, and other times you may have to look a little bit more for them, but they're always out there. Mm-hmm. They're always breathing air, so they're coming up to the surface and showing themselves, unlike other things that may or may not show themselves. So for as far as dolphins go, like if your goal is, hey, I want to get out there and I want to see dolphins, I want to see the beauty of Beaufort, like we mentioned so many times, from the boat, that's any time, any day. There's not really a one time over the other. You have some people like to do birding a lot more. The shore birds and stuff tend to come down around low tides as opposed to those higher tides when the water's well up into the grass. So when all the mud banks are exposed, those birds like to come out. So if you're looking for something more specific, like birding, or like you want to go find shark's teeth, or like you have a more specific request, those things may need to be timed with a certain tide or something like that. But in general, like if your goal is to see dolphins and go out and get on the boat, we're blessed to have that available really every day that it's nice out.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Low tide, means you see more birds any time high tide you see the dolphins.
If you have any questions about any like that, anything like that, we look forward to talking to people and like making sure we get you on what you're looking for. Yeah, dolphins are always out. They're always out there.
Good deal. Good to know. Moving into Green Heron Adventures, what's the origin story of that business?
That's what got me out of the Marine Corps was this idea that I wanted to guide fishing. Me personally, like that's when I go fishing's typically been the thing that I'm doing when I'm outdoors like that. So at any rate, I always wanted to guide fishing. I always wanted to like do that. And so I finally just made the decision like, hey, I'm going to go do it. I thought I'd start guiding trout fishing out west or something. That was kind of the essence of my earlier adventures, getting out and traveling, but realized, hey, Buford's my place, came back and started guiding flats fishing. When I was here, I discovered flats fishing. So shallow water sight fishing, where you're actually looking for those fish and hunting for them. And I fell in love with that. It combined two of the things that I love. I like stalking, hunting, moving around, and fishing in one thing, where you're actually able to go out there and find and see those fish and cast to them. I fell in love with fly fishing. I do both light tackle and fly fishing, but like fly fishing really is especially good for that scenario where you can see your fish and actually cast to it.
Okay.
So got really passionate about that and wanted to, that's what I wanted to do. Ended up starting out over on Hilton Head, guiding, ironically, dolphin tours and fishing with a company over there on Hilton Head. Had a great experience there, and then ultimately started full-time guiding off my own flats boat and getting in the shallows and taking people out, doing like really focusing on the fly fishing and the light tackle sight fishing side of what Buford has to offer here.
Yeah, that's good to hear how you got started. And I can tell you, like when we've talked about it, you have that passion to, you know, want to fish and want to, you know, give fishing to guests and other people. Has your passion always been like to fish with other people? I know a lot of people are like, oh, I'm fishing by myself. It needs to be quiet. I don't need anybody else. How did that become like you wanted to be a guide and sharing that fishing experience with others?
That's a really good question. I personally get a lot of enjoyment. I can feed off of other people's enjoyment. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's not, I tell people I can never catch my first redfish.
Yeah.
But I can feed off of other people getting to catch their first redfish. And that goes like the dolphins and all that. I never get to see like my first like experience with like dolphins beside the boat again. I can't ever live that experience again, but we can live through like that experience of seeing so many other people, you know, get to go out there and experience all these things for the first time. And so for me personally, I feed off of that, the energy that everybody brings to the boat and the experiences that they're getting to live for the first time. And like that definitely fuels me up. So for me personally, I enjoy that. I still like my days. Occasionally, I like getting out alone, exploring places I haven't been before. Mm-hmm. And it's nice just to get quiet. You know, if you think about, so I mentioned the mental welfare part.
Yeah.
Like that's really nice. But in general, I like to get out there with friends and people that want to go out and have some fun on the water. I like being able to facilitate that.
Yeah, that's a good mix. You can actually work and enjoy with other people, but then when you want to get away and, you know, be secluded, you can kind of
it's all
just,
right there. Yeah. It's all in our backyard. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's what I love about it.
People a lot of times ask, like, do you still fish? Do you still, like, come out? I mean, dude, if I have an open day and I'm not booked, I'm probably out there on the water. If the dolphin boat isn't booked, we're probably taking our son on. It's a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. Probably taking our son out and showing him dolphins ourselves. Like, this is what we love to do.
Yeah.
In our free time.
That's awesome. It's really good to hear. For newer fish, like, what would you recommend for like someone who hasn't fished or, you know, who's new on the water or looking to come out on one of your tours for the first time?
Yeah, as far as fishing goes, I guide probably the hardest, like the style of fishing. There's a lot of ways to catch fish here in Buford. A lot of like bait boats, running bait and things like that. The style of fishing that I do is kind of one of the hardest ways to actually go out there and catch fish. Like it's challenging. So a lot of guys, you know, if you're wanting to get into, say, specifically like fly fishing, practice up. The casts tend to be a little harder and a little more challenging. Get some practice in, learn how to cast a fly rod. I like advice. People call me asking that same question, like, hey, I want to do this. I want to experience this. And that's typically my advice. Like, get some practice in. Let's, you know, let's plan a date and get out there. And a lot of time, just expect that there's going to be a learning curve where instead of hanging bait off the back of the boat and like waiting for something to come along and bite it, we're actually like looking for those fish. And when we see them, there's a lot that goes into getting, your lure or fly from the boat in front of that fish and like making that connection happen, which is, it's amazing when it happens, but there's definitely a learning curve to it. But I welcome all experience levels. I mean, there was a time when I didn't know how to do this.
Yeah.
And it was and I remember that very vividly. So I like to be real patient and like, hey, let's go out here. You know, ultimately it's about having fun on the water, mm-hmm. And experiencing the nature that's around us. Ultimately that we can do every day. And then the fly fishing thing or the sight fishing with light tackle, even that's something that's learned mm-hmm. along the way.
Okay. Yeah. That's good to hear. Especially since I'm a novice fisher myself. You know, we talked about fishing a little bit before the podcast, but
yeah,
just to know, like, okay, it's like going into the wild, actually trying to find your own fish instead mm-hmm. of, hey, the fish know this boat, they can tell the fish, like, there's bait off this boat, I'm coming to get the bait, here's the fish right in front of you, mm-hmm. just put your hook in and you'll pull something up. Yeah. So it's pretty cool to hear that.
We definitely make it challenging on ourselves trying to go out there and like literally find the fish, see them, and then try to catch them that way. It's a little different. It's thrilling though.
You know, yeah.
People get a little shaky. They're like, I didn't expect it to be like that. Like when you're actually seeing your fish and trying mm-hmm. to cast at it.
So, yeah. I think it's more rewarding as well too. You actually have to work for it.
There's definitely a reward to it.
Yeah. So that's always a good thing. And what type of fish do you guys catch? I know that we talked about this as well, the different type of fish in our area. But if, say, I book, you know, a fishing charter with you and, you know, we go out and we're looking for fish, what can I expect to catch?
Yeah, so my primary focus year-round is redfish. Mm-hmm. Because that's the fish that like to spend time in shallow water here in the Beaufort area. Redfish, red drum, even spot-tailed bass, it's all the same fish, just different names. Then seasonally, we have the cobia showing up. So spring, late spring, the cobia are showing up. That's always fun to get them up on the surface and see them. And then the jack crevel are also one of my favorites, seeing them up on the surface, the big 20 to 40 pound jacks. That's a rush when you see a big school of those up on the surface and you're casting at them. So yeah. Those are my three things that I focus on. You can catch flounder and trout and things like that. But as far as like the sight fishing thing that I do, primarily it's those three fish.
Okay. And finally, where can you book trips with you with your either business, whether it's the dolphins or, you know, fishing? What's your website?
Yeah, I got you. So my fishing website is Green Heron Adventures, and you can go on there. You can book trips or you can call me directly. And then for Beaufort Dolphin Adventures, you can also go on our website, Beaufort Dolphin Adventures. You can book trips to work directly there on that. I will say one more thing I'll add to that. So I run the fishing boat full time. I've got an amazing captain, two captains, Sean Martin, his wife, Sabra, who run the dolphin boat, who actually take people out and do that. John's mm-hmm. a local guy, extremely friendly, extremely good with kids, families, all that kind of stuff, knows this water inside and out. So when we're doing the dolphin trips, a lot of times it's going to be John there running that boat as well. But yeah, we also have Instagram on both sides, Captain Rob, CAPT, Rob Alexander, for the fishing side, and then Beaufort Dolphin Adventures on Instagram as well. So yeah, you can follow us on all that kind of stuff.
This has been a fun episode, Rob. I enjoyed having you on this episode. Thank you for coming in and telling, you know, guests about your two businesses. Mm-hmm. People are always coming to Beaufort looking to fish or looking to find something because they're here for vacation. They're here to get on the water. That's what Beaufort's known for, and looking for fun. You know, anything else you would want to tell anybody?
I would say it'd be a shame to come to Beaufort. Any time in Beaufort's fun,
yeah.
But man, if you come to Beaufort and get some time out on the water, whether it's fishing or just going out and cruising, it's a special experience.
I would agree with you. Well, thanks, Rob, again for coming. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, before we wrap, here are a few events that are happening in May. With the Taste of Beaufort behind us, we transition into the Gullah Festival, happening May 26th through May 28th. It's a great time to get together and enjoy some fun in the downtown Henry C. Chamber on the downtown waterfront. It's a great time to see some storytelling, dancing, and the sounds of jazz, blues, reggae, and African drums. The vendor market is filled with arts and crafts, and the food court is filled with local cuisine and traditional Gullah favorites. It is a must-see event, and it's a fun chance to see the Gullah tradition. If you want more information or you want to see other events, please go to our website at beaufortsc.org/events. Thank you for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at visit_BeaufortSC on Instagram or at BeaufortSC on Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. We'll talk to you all next time.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Daquan Mickens and the team at Visit Beaufort, Port Royal, and the Sea Islands, produced by Relic.